It's 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock on Triple M with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thursday morning, let's go to the movie. Shane A. Bassett, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gilly.
Go to the big screen now, Borat 2. It'll be funny, if nothing else.
Well, it might be funny to some people, Gilly. The 2006 original, you know, it was pretty huge all around the world. And Sacha Baron Cohen was quite unknown back then, I guess you could say. Now, don't get me wrong, he's very funny and he's got quick mannerisms. And in this one, Borat 2, subsequent movie film, which it's called, he has a daughter. He discovers he has a daughter and takes her with him to America. And the actress that plays her is equally as great as him, as keeping a straight face when there's some weird situations happening. But, you know, overall, if you like this politically incorrect humour, you're going to go for it. But to me, it's like a tactile reality show that just basically shows you the elements of America, good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, that's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime is streaming on... It came out on Friday, so a few people probably watched it over the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
During now, the week.
Tell us about this one on Netflix, Rebecca.
Yeah, I love this one. Rebecca is a remake of the 1940 Alfred Hitchcock classic. It's a sweeping romance of a newlywed who actually thinks that her new husband is responsible for his previous wife's disappearance. Now, it's intriguing, and there's a big twist element to it. That's all I'll probably say. And if you're unaware of the original classic movie, that's not going to be a problem. They have changed things around a bit for this new version on Netflix, Rebecca. If I was rating it out of 5, I'd give it 4 out of 5. It's very, very good.
Okay, fantastic. Now, tell us about Halloween screenings at Odeon 5. What have they got for us?
Yeah, a couple of classics at the Odeon 5 this weekend. Now, Halloween has become pretty, you know, not huge, but it's bigger in Australia than, you know, it has been in the past. I think a lot of people really like to celebrate it, even though COVID restrictions this year. You can still go to the movies and watch a couple of classics. Both are for adults only. The Shining, that classic 1980 film with Jack Nicholson screening, and Rocky Horror Picture Show, which always entices a bit of a, I guess you could say, audience participation whenever Rocky Horror Picture Show's in. I've been to a few of them and ran down the front and done the time warp during the movie.
Right.
More than once.
All right.
But yeah, they're both showing at Odeon 5 over the weekend. Check the times. But yeah, a bit of fun for Halloween.
And also screening at Odeon, this Aussie film Rams.
Yeah, I really wanted to mention this. They've had some preview screenings over the last couple of weekends, but now it's on like properly, it's been released. Sam Neill and Michael Caton. It's a really instant Aussie classic about a couple of brothers. They're estranged. They haven't talked to each other for a long time, but actually get together because their prize-winning sheep are having problems. They're picking up some kind of virus, which is kind of something that's happening to us, of course. But yeah, great movie. Sam Neill is always excellent. And if you go see it at the Odeon 5, you have a chance to win a holiday. But there'll be more details at the cinema.
Okay, fantastic. Plenty to go and do and see, particularly with Halloween just around the corner. Taking us to the movies each Thursday morning. Shane A. Bassett, thank you, mate. Talk to you next week.
All the best, Gilly. Bye for now.